Blog Talk Radio.
Recording in progress.
Good evening. Good evening. I'd like to thank you for
tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We are here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. At this moment, I am going to turn it over to my wife, Dr. Suzanne.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings Ministry. Again, I say good evening and welcome. Before we start and before I introduce our speaker for this evening, I want to remind you that we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8 o'clock. And I also want to remind you that you can access us through the Zoom, or on the audio line of Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to listen to us in the archives, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com and enter New Beginnings, and then We Can Begin Again, and you'll see our eagle. The eagle is our symbol, and you can listen to anything that has been broadcast over the last, over several years. We've been in operation for several years. I also want you to know that if you'd like to participate in this discussion via Zoom or on a telephone with Blog Talk, there are numbers that you can call. The Zoom ID is 505-563-6808. Now, there are two phone numbers that you may want to call. The Blog Talk phone number is 347-237-4054. And the Zoom phone number is 309-205-3325. And when prompted, you enter the code 505-563-6808. You can also contact us if you want a direct link to any message. We'll make sure that you have that. We'll send that to you via text message or email. Father God, we thank you for this time together, dear Lord, another day. Father God, we thank you for blessing us. Be here another day. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are listening and joining us this evening, Father. All those who have ever been with us, Father God, those that are to come, those that listen via the archives library, and those, Father God, that are listening in real life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have just blessed their households. Father God, as our minister comes on, prepares to come, dear Lord, we thank you, Father God, that wherever she is, Father God, that the Holy Spirit is completely enveloping her, that she feels a sense of peace as she prepares to give the word. And Lord, if there's anyone, Father God, that's listening that has any prayer concerns, we ask you, Father God, to just tend to them, Father God, bless them, dear Lord. Bless their prayers, Father God. Bless their obedience, Father God. Their willingness to share, Father God. Their willingness, Father God, to come before you, Father God, and to ask for healing, Father God, and whatever else their cares may be, to lay those things at your feet. We praise you and we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, amen. So again, this is New Beginnings Ministry. Tonight, our speaker is Minister Edna Haman. Minister Haman comes to us from Mount Calvary Baptist Church under the pastoral leadership of Reverend Dawn Nixon. She also serves with Call Unto Me Ministries under the leadership of Mother Gloria Womack, who is also the founder of that ministry. And the lead pastor is Pastor Otis Moss. Co Her text this evening is from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 27. The title, Is Your Cross for Christ Authentic? Minister Herman, I give you the mic.
God bless you, First Lady Clay, Dr. Clay, First Lady Clay, Dr. Clay. Everyone that's listening today, I'm a little froggy today, but I thank God for his faithfulness and his kindness towards us all. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to do what we do. It's Bible study. So if anyone wants to come in, you can do that and elaborate or ask questions or what have you. I thank God for this day. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. This day is like no other day. It's not like yesterday, it's today, and you are our daily bread. We thank you, dear God, for tonight being on New Beginnings Ministry, dear God, with our doctors, John and Suzanne Clay, and all those that are listening. We thank you, dear God, that you are the God that not only heals us, but delivers us, sets us free. We thank you, dear God, that this word that you've given unto us, dear God, may we receive it in the light that you've given it to us. Bless each and every household on this line. Anyone that's feeling any kind of challenge in their bodies, bless them, dear God. Heal them, dear God. You said in your word, by the stripes of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, they are healed. So we thank you, dear God, that it is faith that we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all for listening today, and pray for me because I'm not really feeling up to par. But you know what? In your weakness, we are made strong through Christ Jesus. Dr. First Lady Suzanne said, Matthew 16, 24 through 27, I'm going to read it right now. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. And the word of God is always blessed. The topic tonight is your cross for Christ authentic question? And with that, I'll say, is your living for Christ authentic? Or is it a knockoff? Is it hidden? Hidden. Is it exposed to the world? Or is it hidden? We live in a world where you can get anything at a knockoff price. It may look like an original, but as you examine the quality and authenticity, you'll find the flaws from the knockoff purchase that you brought. But here in these verses, we'll examine and see where we stand in the authenticity of carrying our cross for Jesus, carrying our cross as Jesus carried his. Authenticity. Let's look at the meaning of that. It's being authentic. What does that mean? It means to be genuine, bona fide, meaning being actually and exactly what it claims to be. Authentic implies being fully trustworthy as according with fact. An authentic account of a perilous journey. Jesus went through that, a perilous journey. He went through it, but yet he remained authentic. He remained, now remember, he was God, but yet he came as man. So every infirmity, everything that we've gone through in or going through in this life, Jesus went before us. He's the high priest who went before us. So Jesus went through it. It can also mean, we're talking about being authentic, it can also mean stress, painstaking, or faithful imitation of an original. And that's what we're talking about, authenticity. The adjective of authentic describes something that is real or genuine, not counterfeit. So as we're in this season of Lent, where we're giving up and denying ourselves from our fleshly enticements, denying ourselves and yet examining ourselves, our walk with Christ in faith, our obligation to Christ, our accountability to Christ, to what and who we truly believe in. We believe Christ. For Christ I live, for Christ I'll die, and take up our cross. As Jesus sacrificed his own life, so we live because he sacrificed his life. He carried his cross, his own cross. He carried his cross. This is a month right now that we're in, this March, and season that we're in, where people all over the world who believe in faith that Jesus, the man Jesus, died, went to hell, recovering all those who died in faith uncompromised, resting in Abraham's bosom, the word says, Luke 16:22, then coming face to face with that devil himself, and him taking back the keys to death and hell and the grave. And my Holy Spirit imagination says to me that Jesus just didn't go down there and said, give me the keys. I believe he snatched them. He snatched the keys out of his hand with attitude. And it made me think about this too, as he snatched them. We're going to get back to the authenticity. But I believe Jesus snatched them to let him know, I'm taking back what you so-called took away. I'm down here taking back everyone and everything. I'm taking back life. You are death, but I'm taking back and conquering everything that you thought that you was conquering. So Jesus went down there. When he went down there, he looked deep, further. He looked to the generations that would come in life, that would come generation after generation, centuries after centuries. Jesus went because he saw the generations who would live. And that's why taking up your cross and denying yourself is such an important, imperative thing that we must do. Not just for you, yourself, but for your family, for your friends, for those that God has designed and orchestrated in your journey. It is for us to take up and deny ourselves for his sake, Now, when people deny themselves and they're doing this, that, and the other, sacrificing, are they sacrificing for Christ? That's why he says, if you sacrifice, if you take up your cross and follow me, if you deny yourself for my sake, he said, for my sake, you shall find your life. You shall find it. So, as we're here in the season of Lent, like I said, and we're denying all this, we're denying our flesh, and we're all the enticements and everything, what it is our walk and our Christian faith must be strong for the world to see our authenticity, that we are authentic, because there's a lot of duplicates out there. There's a lot of people saying Christ, Christ. They're saying Jesus, Jesus, but they're not living anything, excuse me. They're not living anything at all. They just have a lot of lip service, but no life service. Thank you, Lord. No life service. A whole lot of lip service, but no life service. Jesus, he died for us so that we would live. He went before us to let us know that we can. We can take up our cross. We can be authentic. We can live a life that is pleasing unto him. It's not always easy, but it's necessary for us and all those that are there. Look, God is the God of the living, and we're to live in him. The word says we live and move and have our being in him. So we're to live through him, live for him. God is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. Mark 12 and 27. Yet through his own death, Jesus conquered death. He died, like I said before, so we would live. He carried his cross, like I said before. He carried that cross, and then he put it to the disciples. If you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself and carry your cross. The cross, we're born with a price. The cross. Luke 9 and 23 says, if you want to follow him, you will have to die to self daily. We die daily. Paul said it too. We die daily. We're to die daily so we can live, not just live unto ourselves, but live so Christ can live in us and so someone else can live. You know what? When people come up against you and you hold your tongue, you're denying yourself. You're sacrificing your tongue, which is an unruly member. You're sacrificing and denying yourself because Christ would have you to. Because you're obligated. You've made yourself obligated. And I thank God that we are obligated to him. Like I said before, it may not be easy all the time. So actually living is gaining. Living in him is gaining. Even though we die, we're gaining. He who believes, Jesus says, he who believes in him shall live again. For he says in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. he shall live. 2 Timothy says this. 2 Timothy 2:12 says this. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. As we lay down our lives and pick up our cross, as we be authentic, because the world needs to see us. You know what? Excuse me. The church is going through such a worse than ever before. The church is going through such trials and tribulation than ever before. People are looking at us under a microscope even more. They're scrutinizing everything that we do. But we have to be the men and women and boys and girls, excuse me, the boys and girls that will stand uncompromised, that will stand to know that for Christ, like I said before, for Christ I live, Christ I die. There are so many people that are out there just for self. But we are to be the authentic people that Christ is calling for in these last and evil days. We are the light of the world. And if our lights go dim, how are people that are in darkness going to see if we're dim? We can't be dim in this hour. We have to raise up and be who God has called us to be, his pilgrims, his light of the world. I'm almost through. John 15:13 says this, no greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We are no longer servants. Jesus calling us friends. And that sacrifice that he did, that sacrifice and how he walked this earth, how he lived, was authentic to the kingdom. Authentic that how we should live as kingdom men and women. And I'll say this. We're to lay down our lives, sacrifice our lives, die daily our lives for brother, that sister who hasn't even came into the body of Christ yet, and for those that are in the body of Christ. We have to be authentic in this hour. I want to say this. Taking up our cross and denying ourselves, one would consider that, you know, taking up our cross, it's a weakness. When Jesus took up his cross, he was acknowledging the vulnerability. He was vulnerable. He was admitting weakness, submitting to the power that would take away his life. But we know they didn't take it. He laid it down. We know that. But what it's showing us, excuse me, what he was showing us, that there is a greater purpose for him doing that and for us ourselves doing it, taking up our cross. For Jesus represented his exposure to pain and suffering. How many know that all the trials and tribulation that you've gone through, that you may be even going through now, that pain and that suffering, it's but for a little while, even though it seems like a long time. Look, God is faithful. He's just, and he's forever there, being there, right there for us, for you. And the Word of God says this, yet when you are weak, when you're feeling like you can't make it, that you're down and out, people are coming at you left and right, things are happening in your life you have no control over, but there is a controller. His name is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And it says in Isaiah 41 and 10, NIV, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And nothing and no one can snatch you out of that righteous right hand, because his word says it. His word will never go back void. His word has already covered you. You can make it. You can stand and be authentic in him. No compromise. In these hours, we can't compromise. Nothing. Nothing. Life's not only too short, but there are people that need to see the light of Christ through you. You know what? It's a cliche, or he has no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet. He needs a body. The Spirit of God needs a body, and we are the body, not only individually, but we are the body of Christ, and we have to stand as a body in Christ. So if we lose our life here for his sake, talking about denying yourself, we shall live. We shall live and declare the work of the Lord in us. I'm going to end with this. What shall a man, for what is a man that profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? In these hours, people want to be liked. Jesus wasn't liked. People want to be friends to the world. We can't be. We're not friends to the world. We are enemies of the world because they don't want to hear the truth. People are out there saying, I'm going to live my truth. Well, what is truth? The last time we looked, truth was, I am the way, the truth, and the life, or the truth, the way, and the life. It's through Jesus. He is the only way. He is the only truth. And we're going to stand on that truth. We shall be authentic as we deny ourselves. Elder John, I am finished. To God be the glory. Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen. What a word.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
And it's Bible study, y'all. It's Bible study. We can chime in. Whatever you say, we can bounce off one another. We can have plenty of time. I thank God for y'all praying for me. Jesus.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
I know that
long
voice.
Long time no hear.
I know that voice.
I just want to. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, sir.
I just wanted to just chime in and listen tonight. It's been a while. These Wednesdays, Elder Clay. This is the first week in God knows how long that I've not been on mandatory overtime, and I just thought somebody asked me, was I going to church tonight? I said, yeah, I'm going to church. I got brothers and sisters from far off that I go to church with on Wednesdays when I can be there, so I'm here tonight. But Minister Edna, I just wanted to say the word authenticity.
Yes, sir.
Authenticity.
I know, me too.
Man, to be authentic, as you said, is to be real.
Yes.
No faking, no playing around, no straddling the fence.
Yes.
But To be authentic is to be real. And I've often heard this statement, and I'll close. I often heard this statement, I'm going to fake it till I make it.
Make it.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? You know what? I am so sorry that anyone that makes that statement. Because Jesus is not about, our God is not about faking.
That's good.
There's no faking in God. There's no, Jesus didn't fake it till he made it to Calvary. He didn't fake it till then. He went, he was authentic, and he was for real, and he went, and he hung, and he bled, and he died, he suffered for, Jesus,
come on,
he
sir.
Suffered for our sins. So this thing about being authentic, and I pray that anyone that is listening, or anyone that will listen, will make sure that they are authentic, that when they go to God, they're not going playing around. They're not trying to be on one side of the fence and on the other side of the fence at the same time. They're not going just to get what they can while they can. They need to go and be authentic and be for real in his worship. Need to go and be for real in his praise. Need to go and be for real, because I'm telling you something. When Jesus comes back, it's going to be authentic. It's not going to be any faking. And you're not going to be able to say, Lord, I tried to fake it until I made it. But you came back before, Lord, you came back before I made it. And I didn't get to fake it long enough. Let me tell you, Jesus is for real. He is for real. His love is for real. I know a lot of people like to say was, and I don't like to use the word past, the past tense of was for real. And he loves us, but Jesus is for real. Jesus loves us, and we need to be for real about even. You know what? Even when we go to church, we don't need to be sitting up in worship faking it. I know that we can look out and see people and read people to know whether they're faking or not, because then you're passing judgment. But I stopped to tell somebody, when you go to worship, whether it's at home or whether it's in the store or whether it's on the job or whether it's in your church or anybody else's church, you need to be for real about your worship. You need to be for real about God. You need to be authentic. I love that word, Minister Ahmad.
I love
that word, authentic. You need to be authentic in your doing. I'm gonna cut it off right there because I eat up your time.
Okay. Listen, you put more on that authenticity than I have. You know what? This is what it's all about. And you know what? Those that are gonna hear this will hear you, Pastor Robinson. They're gonna hear what the man of God has to say as well. I thank God. It's been a long time. I'm so glad to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad to hear from you guys. I love you guys. And just pray that y'all keep praying for us in our doing. Let me share this. I'm sorry.
Yes,
let me share this.
It's okay.
Elder Clay, forgive me, man, that I haven't contacted you or any of the brothers and sisters. But listen, we're going to church. I was asking God for a word. I was asking God for a word for this coming week. And I know we're in Lent. I know we're in Lent. But I thought about that. I thought about that, Minister Omar, but there was a word that came to me out of Mark chapter 2 when the friends lowered their partner down to Jesus in the house. And, you know, it's been preached and it's been talked about the rooftop adventure. But, you know, the Bible says that when they came, when the people gathered in the house, that there was a noise. There was a noise in the house. And that's what I'm going to preach on this week. And I'm going to throw this in there, too.
Come on.
About being authentic.
Go ahead, sir.
I just thank God for that, you know, because that was a noise. And we need to learn to make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. So all of us who believe need to make that noise and don't be faking it. Don't fake it so you can get that pat on the back or oh brother, I love you, or oh sister, I love you, or I'm so sorry. You need to be for real. I need to quit. But there's something about us. There's something about us that we are so scared now. We are so afraid to go to church and be authentic. We are so afraid of being real with God. Oh, Jesus. If the Holy Ghost get on you, you need to move.
I know that's right.
If the Holy Ghost tells you to move, you need to move.
Yeah.
You know, quit.
No. Go ahead.
Lord Jesus.
I don't
the
mind.
The Spirit of the living God is on you. I don't care where it is. You know what? I want to share something with you. I was coming out of Walmart yesterday, and I don't know who this man was. He was a white guy. I don't know where he came from. I don't know. I don't even know who sent him, but I was getting ready to get in my car. And at the time I was singing this gospel song that I had been singing, and the guy yelled. He came up to me. He said, he got out of the truck. He said, "Excuse me, sir, but do you have a minute?" Mm-hmm. And something told me this is gonna be good. So nobody tell, you know. And I said, "Yes, sir. I got a minute." And he gave me his testimony about something that happened to him that day. About him hitting his leg with a chainsaw, running chainsaw, and it did not even cut his leg. It only cut his pants. And I tell you, and he went across the parking lot praising God, and I knew that man was for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't know me from Adam. He didn't know me from anything. I'd never seen me before. But he just wanted to tell somebody about the goodness of God. He just wanted to be real about the goodness of God.
Yes,
and boy, he just started pointing up to the sky and praising God, and I was right there with him. And I drove off with the biggest smile on my face.
I know you
did. That was real. That was real. You know. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's all good, sir.
It's just been a while. It's been a while.
That's all right. I'm not offended. I love it. It's the word of God. And, Pastor, you done filled up the time. That's good. Mother Gloria, I hear you.
Mother Gloria.
Well, you know what? I'm listen here. I shout everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. My daughter would tell you, don't get that woman started. I don't care if it's in the bathroom, the parking lot. I don't care if it's in the grocery store. Because, listen, I said to somebody, that I'm going to get off the freeway.
No.
So you don't know what God done for me. You don't know where he brought me from. But that, let me tell you, there was a time I was a knockoff.
Ah.
I was a knockoff. You know? In church now.
In church.
You know.
I know that deal.
And all that slipping and dip. But let me tell you, when Jesus get a hold of you one day, and you say, no more knuckles, I'm authentic, I'm the real deal. If you talk to me long enough, I'm going to tell you,
amen.
I am just who, I'm real. I keep it real.
Yes, you do.
I like to tell it just like it is. Okay. I'm done, Pastor.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm getting off this freeway because y'all have got me happy, see, because I know where he brought me from and all these scriptures.
Amen.
And Mark,
amen.
2. All right. Love you guys. I just had to stop in tonight.
Good.
You know, the Holy Spirit said, don't go nowhere. You
don't
got
go
to
nowhere.
Hear the whole message. You got to hear the whole, see, because normally I go over there to another Bible study. I got Bible study all over the place on Wednesday. But the Holy Spirit says, stay here, because you want to hear about being authentic, and you want to be reminded when you was a knockoff. But I tell you what, people who really know Jesus know a knockoff. Ow,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's all right.
It is all right. Doctors John and Suzanne Clay, they done filled up the time. I'd even feel better right now. I feel good down in my soul, Lord Jesus. Y'all can. Pastor Robinson, God bless you, sir. Mother Gloria, God bless you. And everyone on the line, God bless you. You know what? I want to open up the invitation for anyone on the line that don't know Jesus, the authenticity of Jesus. You can come just as you are. He's knocking at your heart right now, and he's saying, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, rest for your soul. He says to come on, open up, and I'll come in and sup with you. If you believe in your heart today, and you believe that Jesus died and he rose again, if you would confess with your mouth and believe that, that Jesus, he will be your Lord and Savior, if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Jesus will come in and he will suffer. That's all I have to do. It's easy. It's easy. All he says is to come. Come. And I'll be, he's beckoning unto you even right now. Just come. Just come unto him. Because he loves you so much. He would never let, he never wants you to stay where you are. He said, come. This life in me, which is Christ Jesus, he says it will be an abundant life. I'm not saying easy because he didn't have it easy. But it will be an abundant life. Because after this, we're going there. And where are you going to spend eternity? You want to spend it with him. So with that said, the Lord is right here with open arms. You can call Elder John and Drs. John and Suzanne if you've given your life to Christ. And they will walk you through. Walk you through to find a Bible-believing church. Or a prayer line. God be the glory. I'm finished, Dr. John. Dr. Suzanne, I'm finished.
Just now.
All right.
Come to Jesus.
Yes.
Come to Jesus. Just now.
Yes, that's good.
He will save you. He will save you. He will save you.
Yes.
Just now. Just now. He will save you.
Yes.
He will save you. Just now.
Hallelujah.
Trust him.
All right.
Only trust him. Only trust him just now, just now. Only trust him, only trust him just now. So come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Just now, just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turning it over to you, Pastor, Co-Pastor John. First Lady,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I just think about what it is when brothers come together and sisters come together in unity and in the Spirit of Christ.
Yes.
There's such a peaceful anointing that's in the air, that's in the presence when we come together. Just the way Jesus requires it.
Yes.
He wants the body. body across the ocean. It doesn't make a difference where you are. It doesn't make a difference where you are. But when we come together in unity, there is a spirit of peace that comes over you. Because that's what Jesus is. Jesus is a God who is so loving. A God who only wants you and I to have life and have life. And that's the peace, the spirit of peace. And the only one that can give that is Jesus Christ. The only one. Being authentic, meaning that you do not have to come any form or any fashion. Just come as you are. But as long as you are authentic. And when I think about authentic, think about authentic. About commitment. It requires commitment to follow Christ.
Yeah.
It requires a commitment. What is a commitment? A commitment means that you are choosing to follow Christ no matter what. No matter what's going on. No matter how you feel, choosing to follow Christ. No matter what things look like in the world, you're choosing to follow
Christ.
And when you have that, there is something special about that. There is no greater prize that we can ever receive when we are authentic in Christ. See, because that's what people look for. Look for authenticity. They're looking for the real. I've got enough people who are playing, or as I call it, as Mother said, knockoffs in this world, in the church. You know, those who are just not real. And that's what Jesus is looking for. And that is the only way that we are going to invite others to join this Christian. Because no one ever wants to join anything that's fake. Everybody, look, anything that you get even in the world, you want it to be real. I remember as a kid, I loved to have fake things. Loved to have fake change. And then, see, the thing is, it wasn't real. We would have a fake chain and wear. We'd wear it proudly, looking good. Then after 3 days,
after 3 days,
starts
to tarnish. You caught that right, Pastor? After 3 days, starts to tarnish. It don't look the same. It don't look the same. You know,
don't
it
look
starts
the same.
It don't. It's not shiny like it was before.
Yeah.
It wasn't shot. We had it. We was walking around. And you know what? Because it's fake, everyone begins to know it's fake because it's not shining anymore. And you know what we do? We just take it off or we throw it away. We throw it
take it off and throw it away.
The beautiful thing about Christ is when we are authentic, when we are real, no one is going to throw you away.
Amen.
If anything, they want to be a part of what you're going through, what we're going through. They're going to want to be a part of it. That's what people are looking for today. They're looking for sincerity. They're looking for people who are authentic about Christ. And when we are authentic about Christ, then we are on our job. We're doing what we're supposed to do. And people can tell if you're a knockoff or not.
Yeah.
People can tell if you're real or not. People can tell when you're what do they say, faking it to make it? You might think that you're fooling people, but people can see right through it. And you know what I believe?
Yeah.
That when we're doing things for Christ, God allows others to be able to see that it's not real. That's not me. That's not me. I have no part of that because it's not real. It's not real.
Amen.
Minister Herman, I do thank you for bringing that word. And, you know, Pastor, it is so good to hear your voice. All the way from Tennessee, it is your voice. And we are constantly praying for you, as I know that you are praying for us. We pray for one another. All about. It doesn't make a difference if we don't see or hear from one another, but we have to continually to pray for one another. We never know. And that's why we have to always be in prayer, on our knees, lifting our hands up to God, lifting our hands up to God in worship and praise, but we always have to be on our job, constantly praying for others, praying for the world, praying for those that we don't hear from. That's being authentic. Not a part-time Christian, part-time Christian, not just a Sunday a Christian, but an everyday and every minute, waking up and thanking God just for waking up, seeing someone in need and going to see about them in the hospital, in a nursing home, someone who may be suffering, going to see about them. It's one thing to them. It's another when we take up our call, we go and see them. And there's something about going to visit others that are in need that can't get to us. I believe that there is a reward that's greater than we can even imagine, because we choose total commitment in Christ. So, Minister Amon, once again, I do thank you for that word. I know that I was blessed just by being, you know, talking about authenticity, being authentic, you know, being real. And sometimes, you know, listen. The world out there wants to make you think, you know, that it's not, you know, that God is not real. God is not real. God is the one. God we're serving is not real. The world wants us to think that. And we're going to listen. And we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything.
Amen.
When I think about it, in terms of God, God says, "I will." He's not ready to share. There's only one God, one Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. I am the one who's in the middle of the wheel. I am the one who can be a mother to the mothers. I am the one who can be a father to the father.
Come on now.
One God. Only one God. And we cannot serve two gods. God is a jealous God. He only, listen, God wants our total commitment. I heard straddling the fence. You can't be on one side one day or one night, and then the next day you're on the other side. It doesn't work like that. Total commitment. And that's what God is. God urges his followers for total commitment, total authenticity, to be authentic about him. You know, listen, I mean, that's a word that we could just go on. I mean, I'm going to hold on to that.
Yeah.
Y'all are going on. It sounds good to me. It sounds good.
You know, but that's just what we are seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that today.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing that today, every day.
Listen
to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Watch TV.
You
know, you can see, you know, when people are faking it to me.
Yeah.
You can see that. You can
see God sees everything.
Absolutely. And the world is trying to make it seem like that we're not, that we're faking it.
Yeah.
That we're going to church and we're faking it.
Yeah.
You know, that we're fake Christians. You know, that we're not real. We praise God, but we don't believe God in God.
Oh, my.
And that's what wants you and I. So listen, as we close, Minister Amon, you know what, Pastor Robinson, since you're on the line all the way from Tennessee, would you close us out in prayer?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. God bless you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you for an awesome word, Lord God, tonight for Minister Amon. Thank you for Elder Clay and his wife, Sister Suzanne, Lord God, for keeping this ministry alive. Father God, we ask that you will continue to bless them. We ask you that you will continue to bless Minister Amon, Father, and all those who are listening in, Lord God. If there is a touch, if there is a need, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will reach out, Lord God, as they reach up and touch them, oh God. Touch and heal the sick, Lord God. Continue to heal the sick and continue to bring people into salvation, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you so much. And in these words, I want to say at the end, My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one whose wounds for me shall bleed. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Thank you all. God bless you. Have
God
a great one, rest of the week, and praise the Lord. Every
yes.
day.
We love you, sir. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Love you, John. And Elder.
No matter what.